Welcome to the Highbrower, episode 13, Demon Donut.
Demon Donut? I like it. Whoops, wrong one. It's hard to read my writing.
Can you say it, sister? Can you say it, sister? Can you say it, sister? Can you say it, sister?
Can you sing it, sister?
I don't think so, BG.
I can.
What?
Hang on, ring announcer. All right, I'm done with you.
Done with those ruffles?
Yep. Welcome to the Highbrow or Half Hour. Wow, it's pretty loud. Turn me down a little bit. Chips are good. Ruffles. Cheddar and sour cream. What would you write down for me here? I got a new website. It's highbrower.com. B-R-O-U-R.
Let's play some new website music, but... Got anything?
I can do that, yep. Whoops, fuck.
Okay.
Now let me explain it to you. We have a new website. We have a new website. We have a new website. It's highbrow.com. Fuck, not highbrow. It's highbrower.com. Anyway, and we all have our own emails. Everybody on the show has got an email now. It's to email the show. It's mailbag@highbrower.com.
Classy.
Yeah. To email me, Mattio, Potato Bug Man. It's bgmatt@highbrower.com. TJ is, of course, tj@highbrow.com. I like yours the best. And third-party Dave is dave@highbrow.com. What do you think about that?
I think we made a step up in the world.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Check out the site, and then we'll track your server with tracking cookies.
It's like a portal. To everything Highbrower. Like before, you're like, oh, WordPress, Podbean.
I know.
Go to the Brower. Brower.com. Everything you need is right there.
I think it looks fucking a titties. A titties. So, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Did you notice we had a new announcer today?
I was wondering what was going on there.
You want to talk to him a little bit?
Yeah, I'll give him the rundown. Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hello.
What? I don't know what to say about that, but what do you call yourself, sir?
The name? BF Cakes.
BF Cakes.
That's an interesting name.
Thank you.
What's the BF stand for?
B is for B.
What's the F for?
B.
So your name is Beefy Cakes?
Yes.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
You're the best announcer we ever had.
Thank you.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
I do notice you're morbidly obese.
Yes.
And you look quite uncomfortable in your own skin.
It's hereditary.
Fair enough. What?
That's a cow. I don't have any pigs. Fat cow, you know?
I'm just teasing. You look in shape.
All right, announcer, shut the fuck up for a second.
Okay.
What are you benching?
Not much.
The flip you benching?
75.
All right.
I can't barely bench the barbell.
I've got to make sure I'm the one who's benching the most around here.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Like 150?
At least 150.
I bench about 45.
Well, what's the bar? Like 45? 45. About 150 then.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was like 100.
I don't know. I'm pretty weak.
Pad my stats.
That's why I carry a smoke wagon.
I don't think. Because
I don't want to get into any fucking, fights.
Yeah.
Fist fights. Anyway, what do we got?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me a couple stories.
I'll tell you some stories.
Like story time.
I can do that.
It's been a long time since you sat me down and lulled me off to sleep.
I can tell you a story, Tom.
What
you
got?
I can tell you a fucking story, okay? So, I'm at work yesterday, and go to the vending machine, get a little snacky poo in the morning. You know, you got to have the munchies. Get a little munchables. Not the munchables. Just something to eat.
Yeah, I got you.
I get the donut gems.
You know?
Like those like the powdered and frosted donuts?
Yeah, well, these ones were chocolate covered donut gems by, what's the name of that bakery there?
It was like, Dolly,
Dolly Madison Bakery. That sounds weird. Anyway, and I opened them up in front of you. Remember this?
Yeah, I remember. It's like I was there because I was.
And I take a bite and I immediately spit it out of my mouth because it tastes like vomit and gasoline. And I almost threw up. And it was one of the most disgusting things. It is the most disgusting thing I ever ate in my whole
life. Sounds like a deadly cocktail.
Dude, vomit and gasoline, if you could picture it. And then it just lingered in my throat for 2 days.
Mm.
I still kind of, you like that, Beefy?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
My favorite part of the whole thing, though, is that you were immediately after spitting it out, you go, I hope this doesn't ruin my day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But then it ruined my day.
But then it ruined your day.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. But what if, like, some, like psychopath put some, like, sort of poison in it and a needle, you know, and injected it into the package or something like that? They didn't.
Right.
Because I would be dead. But it was pretty gross.
Strangely, you were more freaked out about that than you were when you got peed on that one time by those dudes.
Yeah, well, pee's not going to kill you.
That one in your mouth.
Yeah, it did go in my mouth. Well, so did that piss. Oh, no, that just hit me in the face.
Oh.
Close to my mouth, though. I don't like getting pissed
off. I'd rather eat poison donut than get a golden shower by a stranger.
What if the poison donut killed you, though?
Well,
I didn't get a golden shower.
What is that? That's what I got out of the whole thing.
They didn't ask for it. I think it's only a golden shower if you ask for it.
You think you're Snow White or something? Are you going to get some poison apple?
Dude, you don't know in this day, man. There's a lot of fucking psychopaths out there. Here's another story. It relates to psychopaths. So when I was 13 years old, I was riding my bike down to Sugar Creek from my house, which is about a mile away, to get a Snickers bar at 1 o'clock in the morning for this girl. Okay.
I had to ponder that for a second. So you're 13.
I'm 13.
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
Oh, don't roll over me now.
Dang it.
Don't roll over me
now.
All
right, I'm sorry.
We don't want to get that crappy. So I'm riding my bike down to Sugar Creek about a mile away. I'm on my way back from getting a Snickers bar. What kind of asshole gets a Snickers bar at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Were you sitting or were you doing the stand-up like I'm cool standing up while I'm biking?
I think I was sitting at the time. And I was almost home, dude. 2 blocks from my house, right? And all of a sudden I see this car of who knows who, teenagers or whatever. They screw up in front of me and then slam on the brakes right in front of me. Stop, you know, I was about to cross the street and go on the other side of the street, but they stopped me from crossing. And they get out and they proceed to beat the shit out of me.
Oh.
For no reason. I didn't know them. Well, I know that I knew who they were, but I didn't know them personally. And I'd never wronged them in any way. And so I find out last weekend or a couple weekends ago that the one of the two main perpetrators is now a state trooper. And it really upset me. Like, I was really upset by that. Like, what kind of sick fucking world are we living in where a guy, a 20-year-old who beats the shit out of a 13-year-old with five other guys becomes a fucking state trooper?
Mm-mm.
I know what you're saying,
that's
Beefy.
That's rough. And because normally you want to hear stories like he's locked up.
No. And I didn't press charges. I always wondered, like, I just think about, like, if I pressed charges back then, he would have been arrested for a felony. And he would never be able to become a cop.
So did you have blood? Was there blood?
Yeah. They beat the shit out of me. Kicked me in the head. I had a huge lump on my head. It wasn't good. It changed my whole life.
I can imagine.
It was like I was afraid to go out of the house after that. And this guy's running around supposedly being the law.
I guess so. That's right.
Good story.
Way to break the tension.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little story.
I know it wasn't funny, but...
No, I'm kind of depressed.
I thought it was funny.
I want
to... You're a sociopath.
I want to give you a hug and never let go.
I know, I need one.
My little poor Matteo.
I know.
When I was younger, I had a cousin who was a couple years older, and we were playing... I think we were playing Hacky Sack in the street, even though I railed against Hacky Sack last week.
Yeah.
Secret fan.
Yeah, well, because it's cool.
So this car comes by, a little too fast, you know, didn't let us get out of the way or whatever, being jerks. So my cousin gave him the finger. So the car, like, slowed down the end of the street. And that's when you know it's on. Like, when the car slows down, you're like, oh, crap, now what? Like, I thought I was just giving the finger. So they turned around. Meanwhile, my cousin goes to his trunk. Damn it. I don't, I'm not going to tell the rest of the story. I'm going to let you ponder that one for a while.
He's tired of your story.
I guess so.
It's funny.
I had to bring some levity to the situation.
Yeah, I guess so. We had to
All right, I just
No,
kidding.
We're good.
Come on. No, no, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
No, it's over with.
Tom.
I'm being a woman and you're done.
No, come on.
Good story.
I love Beefy Cakes.
Thanks, Beefy.
He's great. All right. Please finish your story.
I'm good.
I was just busting chops.
No, what do you got?
I was just busting chops, dude.
This is the best part. So my cousin pulls out a crowbar from his trunk, like as a preemptive strike.
Hang on. Well, right before we finish that, when I was riding my bike back home, I saw like a 5-wood in somebody's garbage can, and I was like, man, I should grab that 5-wood in case somebody tries to beat me up. But I didn't.
I'm sure that's not true.
No, that's 100% true.
I'm sure you added that in later as a coping mechanism.
Dude, that is 100% true. There's no truer statement I never grabbed that 5-wood, and I always wondered what would have happened if they would have taken it and beat me up with it, or if I would have been able to fend off these heathens.
How many were there?
These fucking sadists.
Did you say?
There were 6 of them.
Six
20-year-old guys.
Putting the boots, putting the screws.
Putting the screws. The old Scroogey, the high, they were giving me the fucking high hat.
To a little
13-year-old me.
Little overweight Eagle Scout.
Oh, damn it. Was it in the Boy Scouts?
Were you wearing your Boy Scout attire? Did they pick on you? Were they targeting you?
No,
in any way?
I was pretty afraid when I was in the Boy Scouts when I was younger that I would get beat up for being a Boy Scout. I always was ashamed of it. Although, when I was in the Boy Scouts, I was the coolest cat there.
I saw a picture once. You look like the coolest cat there.
I was, dude. But then outside of the Boy Scouts, I never told anybody because I was ashamed of it.
I think that happens more than you think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
So what happened to the Snickers bar? Did the girl ever retrieve
no.
the merchandise?
Oh, wait. You know what? I think I did grab it.
Did you eat it?
No, I think when I came back, I threw it at her. Yeah. That sounds about right. I was very upset. I was in shock, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit, it's not cool.
No.
Okay, crowbar.
Yeah, so he grabs a crowbar. He's like, I got this crowbar now because I gave you the finger. I don't really know what he's doing. So the two dudes jumped on him, and there was this big struggle between, like, who was going to get control of the crowbar. And it was, like, two dudes on my cousin.
There's two dudes on one dude, your cousin.
Yes. Meanwhile, I was staying there with my other friend, who was my age, a couple years younger than him. We were, like, paralyzed in fear. We didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like,
how old were you?
I don't know, maybe 13, same age, 14, maybe.
Well, you were relatively the same size, weren't
you? Because he was...
You could have taken him. You.
No. They were old. The guys were a little older.
Oh, like 20 style?
Probably.
Fuckers.
So we just stood there paralyzed in fear, and the moral of the story is, I'm ashamed of myself.
None of that?
I should have jumped in. No. We just stood there watching.
That's all right.
But the crowbar was eventually...
Nobody prepares you for seeing things like that, dude.
No, right.
Or being involved in things like that.
And I want to get with a crowbar. That thing's heavy.
Fuck no.
Tear my face right off.
I remember one time... Let me tell you one quick story, real quick. I'll paraphrase it. I was a depressed child, and...
good story.
And speaking of getting hit by things, I didn't finish fifth grade. Like, I couldn't go to school when I was... towards the end of fifth grade, because I was sleeping all the time. I was all depressed and shit. And, I'm trying to remember how exactly it happened. Okay. So, and during the summer, my fifth grade teacher used to come over here and tutor me so I could start sixth grade. And one day she came over and I was just sleeping in my room, which was right here in this basement at the time. And, I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. My dad came over and he said I was in like big trouble. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything wrong. And apparently the teacher had told my parents I was hiding in the basement from her. So their answer to that was my dad got a wiffle ball bat, bent me over in the garage, and whipped my ass with it.
Oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
The wiffle ball bat, and, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was, you could hear it. And then, you know, things like that.
Yeah. That's rough, dude. I don't think I ever was beaten.
Dude, that was the only time, really. I was like this.
Oh.
Fuck, I fucked it up.
Oh.
Damn. I mean, I was like this. That's right.
That's cool.
Life.
Do you have any fear aversions to wiffle ball bats now?
No, good? I like wiffle ball bats.
Very cool.
But I still have a fear of getting beat up. by six guys. But like I said, that's why I carry that smoke wagon.
Yeah. That all makes sense now. Happen again. It was like I just took a stroll in your psyche.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Next time,
everything I do makes sense.
Next time, I'm going to bring a jacket because it was awfully chilly in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I'm cold.
Cold hearted.
I'm upset.
All for the love of a Snickers bar and a girl. That's how the girls mess you up, though. She probably sent them. She was probably like, there's this dude messing with me. I told him to get me a Snickers bar and get him.
No, she was my sister. She continues to be my sister's best friend.
Did you get the candy bar?
Yes, Beefy. I fucking explained that already.
This guy's the worst.
I got the candy bar, goddammit.
You threw it at her.
I threw it at her.
What are you doing over there? Drinking a tall boy or something?
He's just an announcer. He doesn't know any better.
No.
It's in his own glass case.
No, I do not.
All right. You know what time it is, I think, fellas? It's Friday. You know what that means. It's time to have some fun.
I love fun.
I know you love fun. What do we do on Fridays? Talk about Jews.
Yeah, we do.
You know what we talk about when we talk about Jews?
What's that?
Jew jokes.
Oh, I like Jew jokes. I got a Jew joke.
I got one, too. It better not be mine, just differently said.
Damn it.
I knew it.
It'd be funny, though. You want to tell yours first?
I will. But let's listen to a Jew tell a Jew joke.
That way we can get away with telling Jew jokes.
That's right. Hang on. Now, I've never heard this one before, so it's going to be first time for everybody. Right, here we go.
Jewish mother gives her son two ties in the first night of Hanukkah. The following morning, when he comes down for breakfast, he's wearing one of them. His mother says, "What's the matter? You didn't like the other one?"
Good joke.
I don't fucking understand what that was all about.
It was like a trap.
Yeah, I guess.
It was like choose your own destiny, and either one is wrong. I like how he just goes into it. Like, there's no, like, he's just like, mother says...
Well, we recorded them all at one time, yeah. So...
It's kind of funny, though.
That is a fucking terrible joke.
I heard, though...
I'm ashamed to have played that one.
I know it's a couple weeks old, but I heard he was really into talking about Anthony Weiner jokes.
Yeah.
So I think we should give him an avenue sometime. What do you think?
What, like a forum?
Yeah, like a little forum.
No.
All right.
Negative.
All right.
What now, I came up with a Jew joke. Oh, were you going to ask the Beefy?
I was just going to ask him what you think. About anything, really.
Good joke.
All right, hit me with your jokes. I got one. I think you're gonna like.
Okay, here we go. All
right.
What do you call an older gentleman who only hits on young Jewish girls?
What do you call an older gentleman who only hits on young Jewish girls?
A dreidel robber.
Oh. All right. Yes. I got one though. It's a little different.
Okay.
What do you call an older Jewish guy who only hits on younger women?
I don't know.
Rich.
Oh!
So yeah, I kind of twisted around a little
bit. Wait, is his name Rich?
Good joke, Matt.
Thanks. Thanks, Beefy.
Could be Rich.
Before, when you told that joke.
Yeah.
Good joke.
It was good.
Got any leftover cake?
Nah, man.
I could go for some cake sweats right now.
Cake sweats is... I'm sweating already. I don't need any of that cake sweat.
Beefy, could you wrap Bounty, our official paper towel for the audio? It's good for cake sweats.
Yeah. Give us
Give
us a live advert.
Yeah.
A for Bounty paper towels. What's it good for?
Spilled beer, vomit.
Spit it out, for fuck's sake.
Bounty paper towels.
There you go.
Great for vomit and beer. Kids, get yours now.
What about cake sweats?
Bounty. Great for cake sweats.
All right. Good live read. I'm into it.
Good live read.
What else we got today,
TJ? I got a sweet... Remember the Pakistani proprietor that you were all hung up on about a month ago?
I do.
Well, I got a little something I got to get off my chest.
What is it?
It's actually more of a love poem.
Is it? Would you dare call it an ode?
Oh, it's part two in our Ode 2 series.
I got ode, and you got ode, we got ode, we all got ode. This is a song I wrote in Ode to You.
It's nice work. It's the first time I heard that. That was good.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to get into it.
Okay.
And you'll find out who it's about as I get into it, and we'll all have a good time. I'm really pouring my heart on the line, though. So putting my heart on the line and pouring my heart out. Mm-hmm. So I'm pouring my heart on the line.
Let's get to it.
All right. She's prettier than Katie Couric. She's funnier than Michael Cera. Please allow me to profess my heart to one Meredith Vieira. I first saw her on The View so many years ago. She was so much better than those loud, obnoxious hoes. I confess, I admit, I watched The View as a guilty pleasure. When she talked, I closed my eyes and pictured her in leather. Some say she has a waddle, but I think she has the finest of all the necks. Do you think that she would gobble if I bit it during sex? She's old enough to be my mom, and if I'd met her, I'd call her ma'am. But you can bet your bottom dollar I'd be staring at her gams. She used to be a shill for the pain-relieving bear. She's 57 with arthritis, but you know I don't really care. She's finer than my china. She's smart, never crass. If I could offer a suggestion, show off that Botoxed ass. I used to watch her on the Today Show when I would turn on my TV. But I must admit, if we're being fair, she looked a lot better before HD. Who wants to be a millionaire is like asking who doesn't want cancer. But I'd take Meredith over money, and that's B, my final answer. That's my little love poem to Meredith.
That was beautiful. Beautiful.
She's 57 and sexy, BG.
This is the remix version.
Did you guys hear that she was up for the Catwoman role?
Explain to us why you like her so much. Well, that's what I want to hear, other than your... Give it to us straight.
She is a handsome woman.
She's a handsome woman.
She's a handsome woman.
I'd throw it in her at least once.
Exactly.
Or maybe twice.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'd split her in twain.
A few years ago on The View, she came out and said how I don't know if she said more than once, but at least once she had been sleeping, woken up by her husband getting it on with her.
Oh, yeah?
And she was into it.
Ooh.
And ever since then, I couldn't get that image out of my head.
That's sexy.
Of laying it down to a sleeping Meredith Vieira, as creepy as that might sound.
It's not creepy, dude. Not if she's your wife.
That's right, no. So ever since then, kind of got my eye on her, because she wasn't afraid to admit it.
Is that because... I don't want to make it personal, never mind.
Oh, man.
She does have a fucking turkey neck, though.
Yeah, but I'd bite it. I'd bite right into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lick it.
That's gross.
Finger it.
It's got jowls.
Dude, you ever finger a jowl? Ugh. Change your life for the good.
You're making me want to puke.
That's all right.
Wish I was faster with these sound effects.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, here we go. This is me. Oh, you can't hear it.
No.
Oh, I should probably turn it up.
Ha-ha!
All right. What do we got?
I don't know. What do we got?
You got anything?
Are
we all out of ideas already?
Very nice.
Not really. I mean,
good
I got,
show!
I got something to bring up to the Brower.
Let's hear it.
Well, my buddy Gene Okenfeld the other day called me up. He was all excited. He's like, I really got a story to tell you. I'm like, spit it. So he's like, I was going up an escalator today in the mall. And I saw this guy behind me out of the corner of my eye kind of rushing up the stairs. He's like, but I don't walk up the escalator. That's what the escalator's for, to bring me up somewhere. So he's like, I shifted my weight and moved over to the middle of the escalator, effectively blocking the guy behind me. So I said, well, what happened? And he's like, well, the guy like shifted to the right, couldn't get by me, shifted to the left, couldn't get by me, and just stood there impatiently until we reached the top. And he said, I had the biggest smile on my face that I was inconveniencing this man who was in a hurry.
So he's a sociopath?
Is that what you think? Because I was going to say...
This is disgusting behavior, man.
I thought it was okay at first.
What's okay about it?
Because you're just slowing the guy down, letting him appreciate...
What if
the
guy had to take a fucking shit? Okay? Think about that. What if it was you, and you got a fucking blast?
I've been
the
there
worst
before.
Worst anus. It was heinous.
I've been there before.
And
irritable bowel
syndrome? Fucking dick face... Who is, it's obviously joyful for him to inconvenience others, did that to you.
I suppose I'd be upset, but there's other avenues.
What if there were giant birds, okay? And they did that to you.
You're bringing that back.
Yeah.
What if there's giant birds?
What if giant birds did that to you?
Oh, man. Giant birds are funny.
Terrifying.
Terrifying, exactly. I'm not a big fan of his move.
No?
And he would never do that to me. I'll tell you that right now. So nobody would ever do that to me.
So is there such a thing as escalator etiquette?
Fuck yeah, man.
So you're supposed to move if a guy's coming up.
If somebody's coming up
if you got a bogey on your six.
Look it. If you get...
Fox, there's a bogey on our six. Was that the stupid thing? That frog?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? What was his name? Froggy? Was that his name?
Yes.
Nice, Beefy. Good chime in.
Yes, it was. His name.
I like your style. Look at it like this. If you're walking on a sidewalk and there's a bunch of people to your right and your left and somebody comes up behind you real quick, let's say somebody's running. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And you're just going to stand there while they're running?
I don't know if it's the same thing.
It is the same thing, because on an escalator, you can move to the side.
You could move, but you don't have to.
You do.
The sole purpose of an escalator is to get you from A to B.
But the sole purpose of being a human is to be fucking accommodating to other humans. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you stumped me there.
Yeah. Do unto others. It's not just good for the Bible. It's good for the soul. The Bible just stole it from the reality of being a human.
I noticed they stole a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well... We'll talk about that some other time. Bible and its religion. And some people think we were brought here by aliens.
Some people do.
I think we might be.
I do.
Well, Steven Spielberg does, apparently.
Does he?
Probably. Yeah. That's all he talks about.
Does he?
Well, in his body of work.
Oh, well, I'm talking about it in my personal life.
Oh.
What about you, Beefy? What do you think?
I do.
I know what you're saying. That's good stuff.
Nah, you know what? I'm calling shenanigans on this guy. He just keeps affirming everything, but never quite taking a stand on anything.
I know. It's great. I'm into it. I think we keep him every episode. We don't have to have him here, but we definitely have to have him announce the beginning of every episode.
I think he's earned that, at least.
Yes.
Just happy to be here.
So, going back a little bit.
Oh, I love PPK.
Did you contact this Dolly Madison company?
Oh, dude. I wrote him an email, man. I was like, listen, I don't ever do this because, you know, I figure when you buy food, it's a gamble. Food's a gamble, as far as I'm concerned. Right. You don't know if it's going to be good or bad or whatever, but, you know, you got to eat and you pay money to eat.
That's like, getting food is like undressing a woman for the first time. You're never quite sure what's under there. Mm-hmm. Right, dude?
I'm hungry.
I know what you're saying,
BJ. So did they get back to you?
No, they didn't get back to me yet. No, but I told them I didn't want anything in return. I didn't even care if they responded to my email. All I did was say, make sure you check your fucking products before you send them out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing should taste like vomit and gasoline unless it's vomit and gasoline.
Was it supposed to taste like vomit and gasoline?
Could be like a Harry Potter, what do they call them there?
No, it wasn't. Jimmy.
Jelly Belly, were they?
You think I should know this?
That
I
is listen, a bad
I
donut.
I listen to books every night.
Every night. You just keep cycling.
Burp, but, oh, fuck. Body, birdies, bodies, every flavor beans. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that was a bad donut.
It was a bad donut. You're right. It was 100% bad.
I used to know a dude in high school that could fit all six powdered donuts in his mouth at this one time, and he would do that for our amusement at lunchtime.
That's funny.
But it bodes the question, why would you want to?
I don't know.
Like, you can, but why are you doing it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was he a fat guy?
No.
Real skinny guy?
Yeah.
Was it somebody I know?
No, I don't think you ever met him. But he could do the sweet worm, dolphin move.
What's that?
That's his go-to move, where you jump on the floor and you, like, do the dolphin, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like breakdancing style?
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Dude pulls it out everywhere.
Well, that's a cool move. I bet you they get some chicks.
Get some chicks, get some out of parking tickets. Does a lot of things.
Parking tickets.
That was a good story.
Oh, fucking beefy cakes.
Beef.
Talk us out. After I say, visit our new website, highbrower.com, and email us at mailbag@highbrower.com, and we'll get back to you. We want to hear what you have to say.
Well, Brower Patch... Thanks for listening to episode 13. We will be back next week.
Give me a sweet.
With a sweet. Good sweet.
Thank you.
Good swee you.